We began with the authority that we have, that he's given to us by the Spirit of God. Then we looked at the anointing. And last week, we looked at the adversity. How many know that we face adversity? But tonight, we're going to look at the activation. The activation. If you have something and it's not turned on, it really doesn't benefit you very much. You know, it's just like my telephone. If I don't turn it on, it has no power and it's not operated. It has to be activated. And the scripture that I've chosen for the activation is found in Acts chapter 2, verse number 17. The word of God says, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." Just for your information, I'm still seeing visions. Amen. So your young men shall see visions. Amen. Let's ask God's blessing upon the teaching of his word. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And you're grateful. We're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of those that have gathered here in the sanctuary, Father God, those that are on Facebook, Lord Jesus, and those that will listen to it on the web, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to take control. Father God, may you speak through me tonight. May your words proceed out of this mouth and bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer, Father God. And Father God, your word declares that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And as your word goes forth tonight, faith will increase in the atmosphere. Revelation will come and understanding will come and will be the better from the hearing of your word. So Lord, we just say, have your way here tonight in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. First thing I want to look at is the promise. First, to baptize. And if you look with me in Matthew 3, John the Baptist is baptizing. And I want you to understand something. In verse 11, it says, "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." Let me say something about baptize. The word baptize comes from the Greek word baptizo. It means to totally immerse. But the Lord isn't saying he is going to sprinkle you with water. He's going to immerse you. He's going to dunk you in it. And the same thing is with the fire of the Holy Spirit. God wants to immerse us with the Spirit of God. Amen. He wants to overwhelm us with the Spirit of God. Amen. And if we're overwhelmed with the Spirit of God, what is manifested in our lives and to the lives of others is the Spirit of God, not the spirit of man. Amen. So he says that he sent this to bestow upon us. And in Luke chapter 11, Jesus said it like this. In Luke 11, 13, he said, "If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" Jesus said, "Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened for you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and everyone that seeketh findeth, and everyone that knocks, the door will be open." If you want the fullness of the Spirit of God, be in a receptive mood and ask to receive. Amen. I don't know about you, but in the time that we're in right now, and you know, the kingdom of God shall suffer violence, and the violence shall take it by force. I'm going to talk about that next week. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but he's not talking about violence in the physical. He's talking about violence in the spiritual. This is a spiritual battle. So to birth this in us, look with me in Acts chapter 2. Remember I said, the only thing the adversary can steal from you and I is what we're confused about. He cannot take from us what we understand. And if we understand who we are in Christ Jesus and who that is in us, the way we react and the things we do will be totally different. He says to us in Acts chapter 2, verse number 38, then Peter said unto them, repent. Okay? In other words, we got to change directions. It starts there. We're not doing the same thing and expecting a different outcome. And be baptized, baptizo, be immersed, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of the sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Recognize that he's called you, that he's chosen you, and he's ordained you for a time such as now. So he is saying to us, the promise is to baptize us into the Spirit of God. And as he baptizes us in the Spirit of God, he bestows the Spirit upon us. And as he bestows the Spirit upon us, we're birthed, reborn again in the Spirit of God, and we start reflecting and acting accordingly. He says to whosoever and to everyone, speaks of the participants, the participant. To be a participant in something, you must participate. You must take part in. Amen. So he says, to look at this flow, I love the way Jesus said it in John chapter 7. Verse number 38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Verse 39. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. But we know that Jesus died on the cross, he rose from the grave, he ascended to heaven, and he sent back the Spirit of God, and they filled them all on the day of Pentecost. They were all filled with the Spirit of God, and they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. So he is saying is, if we're allowing the Spirit of God to, we're immersed in the Spirit, all of a sudden what flows out is life. And the abundance thereof. You know, there's enough death being spoken in the world today. We're bearers of life. Amen. And so as we're spirit, he says, out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water. What living water does is bring life to whatever it comes into contact with. Amen. So to frame this, he says to in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 13. The Apostle Paul reminds the church at Corinth in verse number 12. He says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but with which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Amen. And in other words, I'm not talking like I used to talk. I became a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away. Behold, all things became new. And what became new is there's a new spirit that lives within me. And as I feed this spirit on God's word, and I feed my life on God's word, he is what's being manifested in and through my life. Amen. And when the spirit reacts, he reacts different than our flesh reacts. Amen. So sometimes we have to wait upon the Lord. And he'll renew our strength. Amen. This is to foster something. To foster something is to benefit. If you take a foster child, you're taking care of them and you're ministering to them. And 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 10. The Apostle Peter puts it like this. He says, as every man have received the gift, the Holy Ghost, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards, as the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers with Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad with exceeding joy. Amen. So what he is saying to us is, hey, we're participants. Amen. We're participating with the Spirit, and we're ministering the Spirit to others. And then he said, and your sons and your daughters shall, the prophecy, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 19, the Apostle Peter puts it like this. He says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So this is what motivates us. To motivate, the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 19, the Apostle put it like this. He said, and for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. What the Holy Spirit does in you and I, it utters the gospel. It brings people to Jesus. It brings glory and honor to Jesus. And God doesn't share his glory. He doesn't share his glory with anyone. So everything we're doing is for his glory and for his honor and for his praise. To manifest in Colossians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul, speaking to the church of Colossus, encouraging them to walk in wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all you're getting, get understanding. What we're understanding is what the Spirit wants to do in and through you and I. And what the Spirit wants to do, the Apostle said this. In verse number 3, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Amen. So what is the Lord saying to us? Also, he said, also with visions and dreams. He said, the young man shall have vision and the old man shall dream dreams. And I love the way that Habakkuk writes it in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 3. He says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. And what the Lord was saying to me is, this is the time. God is manifesting visions and dreams all around the world. They're being manifested before your very eyes. We're in the last days. Amen. He said, in my last days, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And we're in the last days. This is the last time. So what is the Lord saying to you and I? He is saying he's given us the promise of the Holy Spirit to baptize, to bestow upon you and I, to birth something new in us, that we are the participants. He was going to pour it out upon all flesh to flow, to frame, and to foster something new. The prophecy, you shall prophesy, to move us, to motivate us, to manifest visions in dreams. Amen. He's saying that he's going to pour his spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old young men shall see vision. Your old man shall see dreams, have dreams. Upon my servants and my handmaidens will I pour out my spirit. God's saying he wants to pour it out upon each and every one of us. He said, let the spirit of God arise and the enemy be scattered. Amen. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. And we overcome this world by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. Our testimony is true. I've been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus. I have the Spirit of God. I walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. And all power is from him. Power to every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. And we've got power and authority. God has given us all authority to take back everything the enemy has stolen. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. Grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to do. I send the word out and I speak the word to everyone that's on Facebook and on the website, Father God. Father, I pray, Father God, even right now, Father God, the Spirit of God stirs up gifts, the gifts of God that have been laying dormant, Father God, that they're activated, Father God, that the men and women of God are motivated to get outside of their doors, to go out into the community, to go out into the streets, to reach the lost with the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. This isn't the time for the church to hide. This is the time for the church to arise and the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we thank you for your word. We're grateful, Father God, that you're activating something inside of each and every one of us tonight, that you're stirring up the gifts, Father God, that you're moving us and calling us to answer the call that's on our life. The call of God is irrevocable. It does not change. No matter what the adversary has said, he's the liar and the father of all lies. So, Father God, we praise you and give you glory for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and everything you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.